Well, hello there. My name is Deb.
Hello. My name is Courtney.
And this is The Mixtape. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome. 29? Is that true?
28. Or is it 29?
I think it's 29, dude.
Okay. Well, you would know more than I.
You know what? We'll double check it later. It doesn't matter.
It's an episode. Again, you'll listen, you'll like it.
We're here. We're all friends. Oh, you know what? Before we get started.
Yes, well, we already started, but go ahead.
Deb. May I?
Please.
I would like to give a quick shout out. We don't usually do this, but since there are only, you know, upwards of 15 of you who might be hearing this, I would like to give a shout out to frequent listeners Scott and Kathy. Ooh. Who, as we are recording this, got married last week.
Nice.
And
congratulations.
So congratulations, Scott and Kathy. Scott and Kathy say that they enjoy listening to the Mixtape podcast on their way to their little vacation getaway north of the city. So I wish them a very happy marriage. They're fabulous people. And they have excellent taste. So what are you going to do?
That's right. Congratulations, guys. I've never met you. Have you met them, actually? Are they friends of yours?
I'm vaguely related to one of them by marriage, kind of.
Okay.
And now both, apparently.
Well, happy nuptials.
So it's wonderful.
Yes, yes. Congratulations. And thanks for listening. And now I
and
don't know.
We're out. Yes, okay,
and that's
well,
it. Okay, so thanks for joining
nice
us.
To...
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Okay.
What you been up to? Well, actually, let me say first.
What are you say, Deb?
Well,
what you been up to this week?
Okay.
What have you been up to?
I just want to say that I know you have a story, but before we get to your story.
No, I want to hear what's going on with you, fool.
Well, I just got back from another work trip and went to the Bahamas. I went to Paradise Island, that it's called. It's called Paradise Island.
That's a lot of pressure for a name.
It is. It is. You know, resort. It was Atlantis Resort. There was lots of captive animals. And I saw two turtles humping, which was kind of cool.
Whoa.
And that was about the only thing I saw. Other than that, I was working pretty much the whole time. This particular event that I was working was a bookkeeping convention.
Like accountants?
Exactly. It was sponsored by QuickBooks Intuit. I'm not quite sure.
Wow.
Exactly who was putting it on, but lots of workshops, lots of numbers, lots of PowerPoints, lots of spreadsheets, right?
Sorry.
Lots of people. There were over 1,000 people at this thing. The ratio of men to women was 2 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Two and, men to eight women.
Yes.
So 1 to 4.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
Okay. If
you want to do that. Or
3 to 12 or
100 to 400.
Whatever,
or,
dude.
Okay.
I was told there would be no math.
A quarter of one man to every woman.
As it kind of feels
my head's
like
exploding.
In real life.
Too much math. But I was thinking about like the whole culture of these things, like conferences and conventions, and you've gone to them in the past, and you know,
a couple.
Basically living with people for 4 days.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I wonder what goes on after hours at a bookkeeping convention, right?
Oh, man. Did you do some recon?
Oh, no. But the crew and I were kind of brainstorming different scenarios. And the phrase that won the evening was, "Not tonight, honey, I'm in the red."
How about this? This invoice is due upon receipt.
Ooh, nice. Or something about spreadsheets or something. I'm not sure.
Spreadsheets.
Nice.
Spreadsheets faux show.
Yeah. Lots of spreadsheets.
Faux show. Lots of sheets got spread.
Yeah.
Sick.
Exactly.
Sick.
So that was the...
I have a feeling accountants like get down.
Do they?
When they're off. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't say that because I do quite a bit of bookkeeping in my day job.
Yes.
But, anyway,
I thought
Never mind. I was going somewhere, and now I realize no, I'm really not.
In the midst of all this technology and PowerPoint presentations and blah blah spreadsheets and Excel, blah blah blah, I was just thinking how ironic it would be if there was just a guy walking around with an abacus and a chalkboard.
Old school. Oh, that's Neil. He's old school.
Oh, so that's basically what I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about sexual encounters of bookkeepers at conventions.
and turtles, apparently.
Turtles getting it on. Oh,
when
yeah.
When you pictured accountants doing it, do you basically see those turtles with like mousy, like book nerd heads
yes.
on them?
Like, yes.
Like it's a glasses and glasses. <calculators. laughs>
Because isn't that how usually turtles are portrayed, like in cartoons and stuff? They're usually portrayed as smart with glasses.
Sure.
So it was,
I wonder where that comes from. Why is a turtle always like reading? Because they're slow? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Bookish. Are we confusing them with owls?
Owls too are always portrayed as smart.
Things that make you go.
No idea. Anyway, that's what I've been up to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Super. Let me tell you what I've been up to.
I really started the show off with a bang there, Courtney. We could leave on a high note right now if you wanted to.
Quite literally. Quite literally a bang. Okay, hold on. Okay, so something happened to me recently, and this is yet another story of like how amazingly hard Courtney's brain works at making things awkward for her when they don't need to be.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Just, I often wonder what it's like for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like this kind of shit, like, it doesn't happen to other people. And when it does, like, it doesn't happen to them because they just are like, all right, well, that was a thing. And they move on to the next thing. But I can't do that. Okay. Anyway, so this is going to be like you're just going to have to stick with me here, right? We're going to skip around in time and you're just going to have to roll with it. Okay. So
I wish you could see Courtney right now because she's doing a lot of big hand motions.
Gesticulation.
A lot of arms.
It's also very hot up here. So if you hear fan sounds, it's because I'm trying not to schwitz all over my everything. Okay. So I took I'm going to set the stage for you.
Okay.
So frequent listeners of the podcast may remember that I had some work done on my house not so very long ago. Over the winter months, we had our siding replaced. That was where we found the beautiful gift of that keeps on giving of the sex book from mm-hmm. the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of super interesting information in there. The other thing they found was that the supports that were holding up our deck were rotted through.
Oh, nice.
And failing.
Oh, gosh.
So basically, they were like, we could replace this for you for like umpteen billion dollars additional, or you could just wait until the weather gets better, replace it yourselves, and then we'll come back and finish the siding around it. So that's what we opted for. My husband was going to do it himself with some friends. Your husband, etc. was a name that was thrown around at mm-hmm. one point. But once he got in there and kind of saw what was going on, it was obvious very quickly that this was a much bigger job than we could do with our friends in a few weekends, and it just wasn't going to be worth the ruined relationships or the marriage falling apart or anything else.
Or the house, for that matter.
Right. So once again, we have people working on our house. This time they're replacing our deck. So now take a trip with me in the Wayback Machine. When Courtney was young and still forming as an artist and had not even graduated from college yet.
Ooh,
right.
Okay.
It's 1997.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sweet, young, innocent thing, wide-eyed, bright, bushy tails, I don't know, whatever the hell you want to put on, that's fine. I drove up to Seattle to see a production which was really beautiful. It was the first time, because they've relaunched it a couple times, but it was the first time that Book It Repertory in Seattle did their version of Lady Chatterley's Lover by D.H. Lawrence, which is amazing. Mm. Like mm-hmm. Anyone who saw that production, I think, felt the same. Like, it was really, a really, really beautiful piece. It was so artfully done. It was passionate and gorgeous and stunning and sad and just really amazing. It's a sexy book.
Mm.
All of the sex scenes actually were done fully clothed. However, there was one big, long nude scene, which didn't have any actual sex in it. It was like a playful romp out in the rain, and these two actors are, but they are like full on naked, like everything is everywhere. Mm. They're running around, they're jumping, they're playful, they're happy, they're laughing. They are weaving flowers into each other's pubes. Like,
wow.
This is like wow. Very intimate, extremely intimate, very close up. This was not like in a big pay, you know, $80 to sit in a fancy seat theater, right? This was like a folding chair in a black box, and you have naked people like mere stone's throw away from you.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
flowers
pretty
in the pubes, huh? Hmm.
Flowers in the pubes.
Hmm. Okay.
By V.C. Andrews. No, don't. That's not true. Yeah. So the gentleman who played Mellers, the gatekeeper, had a penis unlike anything I had ever seen up close and personal at that point in my life. I won't expand on that. I'll just let you know.
One of these
things was not like the other one. So I'm not talking about, you know, size or anything necessarily, but just had a different treatment than I was used to,
okay,
let's say,
sure,
or lack thereof.
Sure.
For example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy's been in my backyard fixing my deck.
What?
For like a week.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The dude with flowers in his pubes?
Because.
What happened?
Many, many actors make a living doing something else. And these people that we've hired, like, it's a construction group. It's a construction company that's run by a very well-respected actor in this city, and he hires a lot of other actors. And when they're not on acting jobs, they're doing construction
stuff.
That's
cool.
And so Mr. Penis has been in my backyard.
Not to be confused with Mr. Peanuts.
Nope, different.
It's different
guy.
Okay, so when did you put two and two together, so to speak?
Oh my god!
Right away.
Oh my god. I didn't even get to. I probably would have. I didn't even get to. My husband.
Oh no.
Tells me because we went to the show together, and he was there, and like I had a very specific reaction to that whole situation because it was a big deal for me at the time. I was like, you know, 21, and I was like, oh my god, it was a beautiful piece. Like I loved that piece. I bought the book. I read the book. Like it was a whole thing. Anyway, my husband goes like, oh, so I talked to the guy and da da da, and he's like, oh, and his foreman, by the way, is, we're gonna call him Mr. P. His foreman, by the way, is named blah blah blah, and I was like, okay, and I was kind of like, oh, that name sounds familiar, and he's like, does it?
He was waiting for you to put put it together.
He's like, does it, honey? And I was like, a little. Why? And he's like, oh yeah. He's like, that's the guy from Lady Chatterley's Lover who had the flowers in his pubes. And as soon as he told me that, Deb, I was like, no. I was like, no, 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 no. Like, he's not just like one of the dudes who's maybe going to come by once. Like, he's the foreman. So he's here every day. He's like walking around. He's asking me questions. Deb, he knows my name. Because he knows my name.
Okay,
and like,
so
he addressed me by name the other day. And I was like, hey. Like,
What is the problem? I don't
understand
the challenge.
The problem is, okay, you're right. I skipped over that part. The problem is that every time I see him, all of my psychic energy is focused on not just going, penis, 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 penis. I saw your penis. I saw your penis. I saw it a lot. I saw it again a few years later because they did it again and I came back. I have seen your penis. Penis!
You're fighting that reaction. Everything within you, don't say it, don't say it. Then you can't say anything, right?
Every single, yes, every single day that he's been in my yard, I've just been like, penis, 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 penis. Oh, penis. And then he'll be like, hey, we busted up the cement. Where do you want it? And I'll be like, oh, penis, penis. I'll be like, oh, just over there. That'll be good. And he'll be like, okay, Courtney, that's great. Thanks. And he'll touch my arm and I'll be like, oh, penis, 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 penis. I saw your penis. I saw your penis. Oh my God, I saw your penis.
Did he know that you had seen the play? Did you guys talk about that at all?
I don't. I think Toby might.
You don't know.
I think my husband might have mentioned it to him, like, oh, I saw you in such and such. But, you know, dudes, like, that's probably, and they probably both went, huh.
Sure.
And, like, that was it.
Yeah.
But, like.
Great show.
I don't know. I have not spoken to him about his his theatrical resume. Because if I even get that close to saying, like, oh, I saw you in Lady Charlie's Lover, I know I'm just going to go, like, beat red. And then I'm just going to start crying. And it's not, Deb, you know, it's not crying from, like, emotion per se. It's crying from the effort of, like, trying to appear baseline normal in a what should be a basic social situation. And I can't do it.
It sounds like
I do not have the wherewithal to be normal. So instead, I hide in my house and, like, I barely even check in with them when it's just me there. Like, I hide. It's so, I mean, I don't hide. I'm in the kitchen and
sure.
I'm, like, making my lunch and shit. But I don't go out there and shoot the shit with them. I cannot. I can't. Also, I really want them to just, like, work on the deck and get it done.
It sounds like most of this is coming from the fact that you saw this production at a certain time in your life where you were very influenced by it, right? Like,
I think that's probably true. It was a very pivotal moment for me in a lot of ways. But I think if I saw anybody's penis and then had to, like, talk to them in a normal social situation, I think that would feel awkward.
Trying to think if I've had anything like that.
It's happen. One of the reasons I'm so glad that you and I never, like, shared the shower at the yoga studio. Thank God for that. If I had to, like, but we couldn't do this if I'm sitting here going, like, vagina, 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 vagina. Saw your vagina. Actually, I wouldn't. I would be like, oh my God, she saw my vagina.
She saw mine.
Oh my God. Oh, why?
You said you alluded to this not being normal. I think this is fairly normal.
Yeah, but to the point that you can't go out there and be like, hey, how's it going?
I think had I been in that situation, I might have said, I might have tried to be, okay, I just want to get this over with. And so I'm just going to go up to him and say, I enjoyed your production 20 years ago. And I enjoyed it again and again and again in my mind.
Ooh, girl.
And a few years later, I went back and you did a great job. And what have you been up to since? But I can see where your mind, you have this whole mind battle thing. Your mind, honey, I'm sorry you have to live with it.
We are not friends. Like, it's not supportive at all. Like, we're not super copacetic. We're constantly fighting each other. I'm always like, why? It's doing stuff. And I'm always like, why would you do that to us? You're making this so much harder for all of us. Damn you.
Does he still look good? I mean,
well, that's the other thing is, like, he showed up the other day and it was raining and he was in, like, this, like, big sweatshirt and, like, Carhartts, and it was all, like, you know, trying to be against the elements, and he looked like, and I said to myself, oh, he looks so much tinier than he did when he was naked and under a spotlight.
Yep.
And da da da. I also, here, I just want to read, because I wrote down a note the other day in my phone. It says, today, Penis Man is wearing a little hat, much like his penis did. He looks fine. He looks fine. He's a good looking man. If I saw him on the street, I probably wouldn't be like, ooh, girl, he's a bit older than I am. But I don't know. I mean, I think if I talked to him, I'd probably be like, oh, you're intriguing. And, you know, if I like just met him at a party or whatever and was like, oh, you're intriguing. Uh-huh. But he's not like a hunk. I don't know.
And how long have they been working on your house? And how much longer are they going to be working?
Demo forever! I don't know. It's been 2 weeks? God, is that true?
Wow.
No. That's not true. Not quite 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. And I think we've probably got a week to go.
Another week.
It was supposed to be 8 days, but as with everything...
Takes longer.
I mean, eight working days, but then there's delays and like... The stuff didn't deliver, and that was worse. That like they found insect damage, because why wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure.
So you know, there have been hiccups and extensions, but yeah, Mr. Penis in my yard a lot.
So you have no intention of talking to him?
No. I just feel uncomfortable. Like when the siding guys were here, I feel uncomfortable having people working on my house and not like I feel. Like the host in me, which is not a thing, but like the socially aware person in me feels like I ought to go outside and be like, hey, do you guys need anything? Can I get you some water, some coffee? You know, I should run and get them donuts or whatever. But on the other hand, I'm kind of like, I'm paying you plenty of money to be here. Yeah. And I don't need to do that. And I just want you to like concentrate on work. But then I feel like a wang. Ooh. I feel like a jerk, like being inside and just like dealing with my own shit. And like I was making myself tea the other morning, and I was like, I feel like I should offer them tea. And then I was like, no, because I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I'm really bad at this. And then when you add on the like complete mortification of like of nudity. Okay, so that's the other thing is I have all this stuff that I do in the morning. I have a new morning routine now where like I do a writing thing in the morning and I work out in the morning and then I shower and get dressed and make a healthy breakfast and then I go to work. Thank God I now work somewhere where I don't need to be there until 10 because I would never make it. My God, I have so much crap to do in the mornings. But
yeah,
this has changed up my routine because I want to make sure my workout and my shower is done before they get here because they're working in the backyard, which is where the bathroom window is. And like, God forbid, like, I don't know, they see me. But then sometimes I'm like, maybe if I accidentally let him see my boobs,
then you're even.
Then we're even. And it's fine, but he doesn't know we're even because I never told him that I saw his penis in the first place. So then he has to feel awkward and weird about seeing my boobs. And then I feel like that's maybe that's the best case scenario. Then I've won, but he doesn't know it. I don't know. Also, my boobs are really nice. So.
Yes, but you've never had someone put flowers in them.
I would hope not. Flowers. How would that even
bosom?
Work?
Well,
that
maybe in the painful. Bosom somewhere in the... I don't know. Underneath?
This is going to be another topic for another day, is the correct pronunciation of the word bosom.
Bosom.
Stop. The show is not called Bosom Buddies, as I continually have to explain to both you and my husband. It's not Bosom Buddies. It's Bosom Buddies. Bosom Buddies. Not bosom. Like Kooky Crisp.
Oh gosh. Oh, it's funny. No, I just want to keep saying bosom.
Stop.
Okay, so Mr. Penis.
Yeah.
Without Mr. the monocle. P. He's He has a dinette.
Wink wink.
And he's in your backyard. And he will be for another week.
Probably. See, at least. Yeah.
Part of me wants to challenge you to just walk up to him and have a normal conversation. But I kind of sense what's going on in your head that would end terribly.
I already tried. Like, you understand. The day the day that they knocked on the door and I had to go out there and like open the shed for them, and then they asked a question about something, and I was like, oh, just do this, and they'd be like, oh, okay, great, Courtney, that's great, thanks, and like smiled at me, and then I was like, oh Jesus, I'm out. That was it. That was my limit. And I was like, oh, you're welcome. And I totally kept cool. And then I went inside, and then I went in the bathroom and was like, what? Oh my God. Penis. I can't. I'm done. So yes, I can perform the basic niceties, but if we have to go further into like a social chat, it's gonna go real bad. Real bad.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. But I have to tell you, as soon as this whole thing came up, I was like, oh shit.
What came up? Wait. What are we talking about? What's coming up?
Come on.
You keep saying penis.
Coming up, penis.
Yes.
For you and for me. As soon as this situation arose, mm-hmm. I was like, this is... Oh, I can't wait to tell Deb. And I didn't say anything the whole time you were in the Bahamas because I was like, I want her reaction to be fresh. Save it for the show, people. That's how professionals do it. Save it for the show. You're welcome, BT Dubs.
Oh, Courtney.
It's 11:30.
It's 11:30.
It's 11:30.
Diet Coke break.
Diet Coke break.
Diet Coke break.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. But I want you to be true. And I just wanna make love to you. Love to you.
Mr. Penis.
Mm-hmm. We call him Mr. P for short. Mr. P.
11:30.
They have not taken any Diet Coke breaks to my knowledge, but I'm not usually here at break time. So.
At 11:30.
It's 11:30.
Thank you for that blast from the past, Deb. That was perfect.
Bringing us back to 1994 and the original Diet Coke hunk. Yeah. Well, you did tell me that it had to do with construction workers at your house. And mm-hmm. so I thought, maybe we should play that. And it's fitting, I think.
Yeah. I suppose I should say contractors, not construction. They're constructing. Oh, they've constructed.
Do you think construction worker is not PC?
I don't know. It does come up with a specific image of like a hard hat and like a tool belt. And
is it a tiny hat? Sorry.
I have no comment.
Okay, moving on. one thing that we have been doing, and by we, I mean me and the Kiwi, we've been shopping for cars a little bit.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
I know you guys recently, well, in the last year or so?
Yeah,
was it
yeah last
a year?
Year.
You
it's been a little over a year.
You mm-hmm. bought a car, new mm-hmm. to you, used, but new to
new us.
To you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have owned both of our vehicles. They're very, very old vehicles, and they're running, but the Honda is... 217,000 miles. So
that's epic, dude. That's great.
It's really great, but it's not always starting.
Sure.
Which if you have a car, you kind of want it to start.
That's the first thing that I want it to do.
Yeah.
And stop. I want it to start and I want it to stop.
Yeah. Everything else is whatever.
Negotiable. Yeah.
So we thought, well, we should probably start looking, shopping while we don't have to, before mm-hmm. we have to. And then it's
yeah,
a real drag.
It's urgent.
You were kind of in that situation too, right?
Yeah. Well, and then it became urgent.
Yeah.
So we should have started earlier. How's it going?
Well, we kind of have it narrowed down to what we want. We're thinking, you know, you can't go wrong with a Honda. Mm-hmm. We were thinking about a Subaru, but and I know
also very popular in the Northwest.
Very popular, very good cars. You know, a friend of mine. I've got a couple of friends that sell cars, and I asked him a few years ago what car is the best car to buy. And that's like asking you know, a drug dealer, what drug is the best? Well, I'm selling all of them. You know, it's like,
what is the best ice cream flavor?
That's right.
Let's go with that, Deb. Why do you have to go straight to like meth? Jeez.
And he said, I said, Chad, what is the best car? He's like, nowadays they make them all of them are great. Just drive them and figure out what you like. And, you know, you can't really go wrong. Obviously, there are lemons out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But because we haven't narrowed down, we're probably going to get a Honda. And we had a price range. And we went out yesterday to go test drive cars. And we ended up driving brand new cars.
Oh, yeah.
2016. And of course, what gets us in the door is that lease, right? The car lease, which is so cheap.
Yeah.
It really is inexpensive. But then you start talking to people like, well, of course, you're talking to the dealerships. And the lease is the best deal for the dealerships. They're getting the best incentives for that because they're moving units and it's cheap and to get into and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. But really, it depends on how you're looking at this payment.
Right.
Do you rarely really get equity in a car? Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do.
I mean, sometimes you do. It depends on the car and it depends on the shape and a lot of factors, some of which you can control and some of which you can't.
Right. Right. So I guess I'm not bringing this up because I want advice. Lord knows we've had way too much advice. We're advice
and
overload.
And I am the wrong person to ask, but sure.
We went over to my sister's last night and we're fresh off this high of, you know, we almost signed the contract. We're going to pick our color and we're going to pick our interior and we're going to.
You get high on that new car smell and it's like, forget it.
And they're amazing. The 2016 whatevers, I'm sure, are you get the camera, you get the this, you get the that, you get the, and I've driven a 2000, I think my Accord is 2001 or something. And it's a fine car. It's a great car, but it doesn't have, obviously, all the bells and whistles, the technology that the advancement that we've made in the last 15 years. So we went over to my sister's last night and we're telling her, we're thinking about leasing a car, you know? And she goes to her bookcase and she takes out this Dave Ramsey book and he has a chapter on leasing cars. And he's talking about, if you want to lease a car, I'll tell you what, this is what you do. You get in a car, you drive down the road, you roll the window down, and you throw $100 bills out the window.
Yeah.
And we're like, and then we're finding ourselves kind of justifying that. And I do think that leases are good for some people, and we still might do it. I'm not sure, but it's just like, because if we were to buy this car, it would be twice as expensive monthly.
Right.
But we don't want to get caught up into the monthly thing either.
Right.
You know?
But then it would be yours. And should your lives change and you need something different down the road or need to sell altogether and live a non-car lifestyle or whatever.
Sure.
You could sell it, make some money, da-da-da. Or not, right? I mean, who knows? And the other thing is like, you know, as soon as you drive a new car off the lot, it's lost. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're decided we wouldn't buy a new car.
Uh-huh.
We would buy an older, like, you know, 3 to 5 year older car.
But you might lease a new car.
But we might lease. We still might lease a new car.
You know, the thing is, Deb, like when we were looking at cars, because we had the same discussion and I was like, I don't understand why someone would lease. Because I'm still very much in that traditional mindset of like, this is an asset. This is something that you own. And either you drive the hell out of it and it's yours. And because our last car, we had many, many years of that where we were car payment free. And that was beautiful up until the part where like every time we took it in, we had to drop like $1,000 to fix something. But up to that point, it was easy breezy, beautiful cover girl. But, you know, attitudes change and the lifestyles that we live change. Like 15 years ago, it was real estate, real estate, real estate. And everybody was like, it's the soundest investment you can ever make. And it never goes down. Property values never go down. They only go up. Fuck you. Everybody who drove that into my head and suggested wholeheartedly that my husband and I buy a house, like, 8 months before the market tanked. Because
timing was not on your
side.
Shut up. No. No.
My point is, things change. Yeah. Attitudes change. And so whereas I probably would have agreed with Dave Ramsey a year ago, I don't know that that's true anymore. And for your lifestyle, you know, I mean, listen, the Honda, someone could probably do some work to it and get it back to fighting shape, right? Maybe.
We
brought
it to a mechanic, but... and we're looking at about $1,000 to make it.
Okay.
To make it sound.
But then in 6 months or a year from now, when something else maybe starts to go south or not, right? You don't know.
Or not.
And maybe you just want something new. You've driven that car a long time, dude.
I know. Yeah. And it's been a great car. Mm-hmm. I guess it's changing the attitude from buying something to just having a transportation expense every month.
Right.
Right.
Sure,
because
sure. Yeah.
You make the payments and then, you know, 5 years down the road or 4 years down the road, depending on how much mm-hmm. you finance and pay for and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. It's yours, which is great. But then you also inherit the problems that come with a 50,000 mile car or a 75,000 sure. mile car. Mm-hmm. Whereas a brand new car, you know, a lease, you don't pay for anything. It's basically no risk. Mm-hmm. But then at the end, you're
but no end. Reward either.
That's true. After
no
3 years,
return,
you turn
I should
it
say.
In, you get a new one. It's like, yeah. Ugh. So I'm not sure what will follow the continuing story of what we decide to do. But part of it to
the
me is
continuing saga.
Yes. Is like, should I be ashamed if we do lease?
No.
No?
No. Deb, shame is a wasted emotion. Okay? It's something kind of similar to what my dad used to say, but shame is a waste. Okay? Don't. I mean, there are things you should be ashamed of, but this is not one.
Like what, Courtney? Tell me, what should I be ashamed of? Okay, I will admit to the toilet cover in our old house. That I should be ashamed of. I will own that one.
You know what's so interesting about that, though? If you had put that in, maybe you should have been ashamed, because that's some weird stuff. But like, I think what's so fascinating about that is that you didn't even realize it was there for how many months?
I guess I knew it was there, but I just didn't have the conscious, this is gross.
It didn't occur to you to be like, why would I put fabric next to my poop? And never, ever clean it.
That I will own. but I don't know. We might lease. So I just want to put it out there that, you know, we're analyzing all of this, and please no judgment if we do, you know, but at the same time, it's like, fuck you. You know, it's like, we're going to drive a nice car and we're going to pay $200 a month for the next 3 years. And at the end of it, poof.
Deb, that's okay. That's okay. You do you. Crocs, by the way.
Shame.
Crocs are shameful.
You're so serious.
I'm fucking serious right now.
They've got some cute ones. Have you seen the cute ones?
No!
Yes.
No,
they
no,
have
no.
cute thong.
No, I know what
flip-flops.
You're talking about. They have the little like different styles.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking
traditional
about
Crocs.
The fucking rubber clogs with holes in them.
Yeah.
I have a footwear manifesto. We don't need to get into it right now.
Okay.
But a later date. I do have a footwear manifesto. I do have several dispensations for people, cases in which it is perfectly acceptable to wear Crocs, but those are few and far between, and they certainly don't apply to the general public. So people, pay attention. Have a little self-respect. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. They're pretty popular, Courtney. Croc wearers can't be wrong.
Deb, I don't know if you knew this. Popular, while it can often correlate to good, it doesn't always.
That's
popularity
true.
And quality, they don't necessarily go together.
Without opening a whole can of worms,
hello.
We just need to look
keeping
at the...
Keeping up with the Wahama?
General election to prove
what's
that
it's
point.
The general election? Hello. Hello. I don't want to be one of those people who's like, everything that's popular is lame. Because that's not true either. Because that makes me so annoyed when people are too cool for school. Like, I have a really good friend who is an educator and is a very well-read individual. And she's always like, I, you know, when I was reading Harry Potter, I was like, oh, I love this book. And she's like, ugh, And yeah. I was like, have you read them? And she's like, no, but everybody's reading them. And I was like, bitch, do not take this attitude. Like, if you want to read one and be like, I didn't care for it, or just say, you know what? I'm not interested in it. I'm sure it's good, but it's not for me. That's okay. But don't be all like, it can't possibly be good if everybody likes it. On the other hand, 50 Shades of Grey, extremely popular. Is it any good? Seems unlikely.
Yeah. Did you read it or watch it?
I didn't.
It? Me either.
I didn't, but I heard an interview with the author who even was like, the writing's not great.
Oh, really?
It's not great. I'm contradicting myself left and right. Have an open attitude. Don't shame yourself for trying to get a new car.
Okay.
You have enough problems.
Oh, do I?
Not you personally, you, but like one has enough problems in life. You do have enough problems, Deb. Look at this election. You just brought it up. Who the hell knows what's going to happen?
And on that note, thank you for joining us. Courtney.
Thanks
and
for hanging in there.
Mr. Penis in the backyard. And
oh,
she's Courtney.
Oh, she's Deb.
Yes, and this is The Mixtape. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Deb, Courtney, just wanted to give you a quick update. Mr. P knocked on the back door this morning to ask me for a key, and as I very casually walked over to open the door and talk to him, somehow my wrapped bag flew out of my hand and across the kitchen, and I made a weird gargly screaming sound. So it was very cool and very normal, and everything is going really, really well here. Just thought you'd want to know. Thanks. Bye.